Now we're learning Briti Shalom. Okay. It's brought down in the there's a book called Siach Tzav Kodesh. It's not one book, it's eight books of a lot of talks of Breslov and Hasidim from the time of Rabbeinu himself until our days, until Rabbi Yitzchak Bender. Yeah, and there were stories about simple people, students of Rabbeinu, which reached very, very high levels. Okay, one of them was Reb Leib, the brother of Sender Trovitzer. He was a very, very holy person. Once, he held his beard, and he was talking about himself, and he said, "My beard is clean for even a glance, for even a bad thought. I'm ready for 25 years. Okay, if someone's able to say that about himself, le'ela le'ela. Yeah, just saying that each one could clean himself. There's not no one has to stay in the garbage. Each one could work and clean. If someone's dirty, you can't say, "Oh, I'm dirty. Go to take a shower. Makara. No one's going to do the work for you. It's brought down in the book Meshivat Nefesh. Ah. Amazing book. It says there, Ve'aken chokhma otiyot koach mem hey. The letters of chokhma is kaf chet, koach, power, mem hey, 45, again. Mem hey. Ki amochin em echitzot prusot b'fnei tavat niyu. Because the brains are the barriers that are spread out in front of the tavat niyu to prevent one from having the less of immorality. Rak sha'ikar, the main thing is, she'yamin bekocho, that person will believe in his own power, ve'yeda be'emunah shlema, and he will know with complete emunah, she'yesh bekoch tichlo u'mocho, is in the power of his own sechel, his own brain, to withstand against all the ta'avot, and even against Tavat Niyuf. Because the brain and the intelligence of a person is his neshama itself. And the neshama of Isha Israeli, of an Israel man, Afiru Shapachut Shapchutim, even the lowest person of Am Yisrael, kiviyachol, bevaday yechola la'amog et kol ha'olam kol ha'tavot. Of course, he has the power to withstand against the whole world throughout all the taivas. No, how do we do that? It's fine. Aderech el abitu, the way to nullify all the taivas. Ve'ech yizkeh adam levatel legamai ha'tavot tamidot ra'ot. And now what a person merits, now if I completely the lust and the bad midot that a person has, this Rabbeinu HaKadosh teaches us in Torah Nun Bet, Torah 52, שכאמור היא היסוד לקיום כל דברי הספר הזה בפרט, which as we said before, what Rabbeinu teaches in Torah 52 is the basic, the foundation of how to fulfill all that's written in this book, especially in the whole Torah in general. And this is a little bit of what Rabbeinu says over there in Torah Nun Bet. So it's Likutei Moran now. So I'm reading, we're learning Likutei Moran, I'm reading it in Lashon HaKodesh. Al yedei shemitboded umefaresh sichato beino lebein kono. Through this, that a person mitbodded, he does mitbodedut, and he speaks out his words between himself and his Maker, his Creator. Al yedei ze hu zocher levatel kol ha'tavot v'amidot ra'ot. Through this, and only through this, he merits to nullify all the lusts and all the bad midot that a person has. Ad shezocher levatel kol gashmiuto u'likaleh b'shorsho. Until that he merits to nullify completely all of his physicality and to be included in his root, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Aynu, Rabbeinu says explicitly exactly what to do. Shebatchila yarbe betfilot v'sichot v'itbodedut, ad sheizkeh levatel ha'davar, levatel midot ha'tavah zot. In the beginning, a person has to pray a lot and speak a lot. In the Yibodidut, to speak conversation, to have conversation with Kodesh Baruch Hu and Yibodidut about this specific thing that he's working on until he merits to nullify this thing that he's working on, this taiva, this mida. Then he does a lot more Yibodidut until he nullifies a different mida. And so to do years and years, over more and more, a long time, long Yibodidut, long Yibodidut. Okay? Until he nullifies it all. Ad shivatel hakol, until he nullifies it all. And then after he nullifies everything, all the physicality, there's still something left, that he has something left. Okay? Until that little bit that's still left, he nullifies also that. Ad shelo nishar mimeno klum. Until there's nothing left. Bechal. Perush, what does that mean? Ki yachol liyot, achar shebitel kol ha'tavot ha'midot ha'ot. It could be that after one nullifies all the lust and bad midot that he had, Adai nishar mimeno klum, until there's still a little bit of something left of him. Dehainu, which means Adai lo bitel legamra ha'geut ve'agasut ad shenechshav ve'enav le'ed davar. Meaning that he still did not nullify a little bit that he has of gaiva that he has left, until he's considered in front of his own eyes. Oh, you see, I am something. I did nullify the taivas. I'm something. Therefore, one needs to toil and do a lot of yibodidut until nothing is left of it. And he's the aspect of ma, be'emet, which means ma means I'm nothing. Ma'ani, ani klum. He merits to reach a level of nullification completely, that he's completely included with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's nullified completely. So it's only through a lot of other people that do it. An hour a day is the minimum. We start with an hour a day. Afterwards, we work our way up. 2 hours, 3 hours, 8 hours. How do you think you become Rabbi Shalom? How do you become Rav Dror? You go to the field a lot, and then you become something. You become a nothing, that means you start becoming a something. The more you think you're a something, that means you're nothing. The more you know you're nothing, you know you're a something. Sedel?
I guess.
You don't have to guess, you have to know.
I know.
Good. When you think you're something, that means you're nothing.
Well,
when you start thinking you're nothing, you're becoming something.
I guess.
Okay?
So his photo never concludes.
Never concludes.
You're always involved in it.
You're always involved. One can stand many hours in Buddha.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta keep Buddha.
You gotta keep Buddha. You see my 2-year-old daughter, I asked her, where's Ima? Talel. She's praying. Where's he praying? Buddha. She's 2 years old, she knows Ima went to Bodudut, Abba go to Bodudut. Teach them when they're 2 years old, they should know where their parents are. I tell my son, he's 5. You know where I was? Yeah. I said, where was I? In Feld. You were in the field. I said, you're right, I was in the field. Teach him all the time, you're in the field. Hi, Yonatan. Lech lasadeh, Habibi. Zat Hashem. Okay. V'hine, mi she'em v'torah zo mikoma, yireh she'shmatu kama pratim. And in truth, someone who looks into the Torah, he sees that when Rav Arush, he quoted there a few things, the Tikkutei Maharan, he dropped out a few details over there. Rabbeinu says things that are very difficult for most of the world to fulfill. For example, Rabbeinu says it should be the best thing in Buddha should be at night, and the best thing that it should be in a place where people don't even walk during the day. I mean, you have to go to Midbar Yehuda and you go make a right or a left wherever you want to go, and Bakasha, that's where the best thing in the middle of the night. It's good if you take a flashlight with you because there's a few pits in that place, and a newsie, right? Because there's a few Bedouins who are looking for Jewish, very thirsty for Jewish blood. Okay. That's what Rabbeinu says, do yibodidut. In the middle of the night, and that's the best way. And in a place where people don't even walk during the day, because Rabbeinu says that there's a thing called vibrations of people's thoughts. which were they're there also in the middle of the night, because people walk there during the day, they throw all kinds of shtuyot, and that's why you're in the middle of the do it. Suddenly you start thinking about money, thinking about this, thinking about that. Makara, you're in a place where people walk during the day and they have all kinds of weird thoughts, and their vibrations give impression on the place. It's so true. You go into an empty house for rent. I've been to places. And you feel who lived there. And you feel also an empty house. It was empty for a few months. You feel it also.
Mm-hmm.
No one here. You go to a place. It's something. A different place. It feels clean.
Yep.
So much like that. The vibrations of people's actions and thoughts. That's what the Gemara says. That after 120. Korot beto shel adam ya'idu alav. The beams of his house will go. His table and chair will go. His bed will tell about him.
How can you teach in the class?
Huh?
How can you teach
this
in the
is a beautiful place. What do you mean?
Okay, not all the people here are beautiful.
But there's another thing. When you're busy giving out,
yes,
you can't. You're not inhaling. You're not getting. You're not taking in. That's why you go to all kinds of crazy places. We learned that from the purifying pots and pans, cutlery. You have to purify them. You take them. You could put them into a tray. To a tray. Pot, which is have boiling water, yeah? And you're putting the pot inside, and it becomes tahor. How could that be? It's in a tray pot, because it's so busy spitting out all the shmus that it has, it's not accepting. So too us, we're so busy teaching the Torah. So Zod Hashem,
there was
nothing coming.
And it's all the Nodav Yehuda. You try.
Yeah.
The Nodav Yehuda.
Yeah.
Was once had to go from one village to from his village to another village, and he hired a wagon. And riding in it, they're going along. All of a sudden, the wagon driver stops the wagon, turns around, pulls a knife. It's like, I'm going to kill you. You know? I said, don't know why, but I'm going to kill you. I said, that's okay, but first, you keep driving forward. Let me do my vidui before you kill me. You know? I said, vidui before you can kill me. Okay, well, but keep driving in the meantime. Okay, if you agree, so he kept on driving. He did vidui Yom Kippur. You know, good old vidui. By the time it was finished, the driver stopped and says, I don't know what came over here, I'm sorry. You know? It's okay, it's not your fault. As far as you know, there was a murder there a couple of years ago.
The impression was in the place.
So I told you to keep driving, but do it, be doing so you won't go too far away from there, so it won't have influence anymore.
Rabbeinu says sometimes a bad thought goes into the tzaddik, and he falls from his level, and the bad thought comes from a rasha. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a good thought goes into a rasha, and it's not his own thing. It's a good thought of sitting here and learning Torah, and he has good thoughts, and he goes to that person, and he gives him Yirut Shuvah.
There are places that cause chet.
Okay.
Nachon.
Rabbeinu said also the place, you live in a place, the type of that place, that land, will influence you. You live in France, you start dressing like a dugman. Why? It influences a person. You live in India, automatically you go there, it influences the Avodah Zarah that's there. You go to America, the influence of the materialism is very there. It's so true. Even the people, tzaddikim, tzatim, whatever you want, I don't know what. The people know. You go to America, you feel it. You go to Lo Yada Ma, okay? The music, go to Kitzel. Get the point. The play, also, Rabbeinu said that the land itself, so you live in Yerushalayim. Ah. You live in
Yeah,
100%. It works, and it works a lot, 500 times better for the good. Yeah, 500 times. The Gemara says that Midat Tova Meruba Pi 500. The good side is 500 times better. Okay? So if you're in a place in Yerushalayim, okay, where there's it's so much better than anywhere else, it's 500 times better than any bad place in the world. Le'elo le'elo. Uman is in the lowest places in the world.
It's
Tzion of Rabbeinu is the highest place. The Tzion of Rabbeinu is Kodesh HaKodosh. That's the level of Kodesh HaKodosh, of the Holy of Holiest in Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Natan writes that when Beis HaMikdash is built, the source of all Kedusha in the world is in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now that we don't have Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Tzion of the Tzaddikim, they're the Bechinat Eretz, they're Bechinat Kodesh HaKadoshim. מבחינת הקדוש ברוך הוא. Every shul in Chutz Laaretz, every shul in Chutz Laaretz is בחינת עברת ישראל. It's the air of עברת ישראל over there. If someone is sits in a, it's בחינת. I didn't say it is. That's not a shul. It's a temple.
Temporarily.
talk about Beis Medrash, you know.
Kosher.
Yeah, and you feel it. You feel it when you go to Chutz Laaretz. I used to go a lot for Hafatzot all over the world. You go into a shul. If you go into a Beis Medrash also, you feel the difference between a shul and a Beis Medrash. What's a shul? If it's a statue that people come three times a day and it's locked all day, or if it's a place where people sit and learn, like in Amsterdam, where I was in a few shuls. When I went to the Beis Medrash shul,
Pavé.
No, not in Paris.
No, but you're talking about
Paris, Pavé, but they have across the street in Pavé, which is less, of course. But you feel a difference. You feel a difference. You feel at home. I remember in Paris, in the Pavé, actually, the Pavé. Paris is, I'm telling you, I've been to many places in the world. Many places. Paris.
The city of lights.
I'm telling you, it was filled with lights, the city of lights of the Sitra Achra. I felt so schmutz.
Spiritual catastrophe.
And we couldn't get into the shul. It was very late at night. It closed already.
They all smoked.
We saw my... I forget. Then I was in Amsterdam also. No, but it didn't feel like that. We climbed over the fence. We went to the shul. We find a way through the into the shul, the back way, whatever. I'm telling you, it's so easy to get in. Any terrorist, yeah, afterwards, take it out. Can't find a way. It's so easy. It's just a shgacha pati that people are saved there. Anyways, I went to the shul there, I went to the Beis Medrash, I just went over to the Aron Kodesh and just like hugged it.
Okay. Right.
And I felt home finally, because that's the Bechinat Eretz Yisrael. Beis Medrash is the Bechinat Eretz Yisrael, the shul is not Eretz Yisrael. So, we'll see, soon we'll learn tomorrow with Hashem, that even though Rabbeinu says all this, we'll see that Rav Arush will say that even though we can see a lot of leniencies, that you don't have to be in the middle of the night, you don't have to be in a place where people don't go. Of course, it's the highest madrega, and it's much easier to work through that. But even any Buddha do it, even if you're in your own home, and actually, you know what? I'll tell you a relation that I had from Shammai. Hashem gave it to me so I could teach this, because I don't know the reason. I was doing a long Buddha do it, and I wanted to go and do long Thursday night outside and everything. But it was raining, everyone knows Thursday night it was raining, it was freezing outside, and I didn't feel like going outside. So I did both at home, long both. I was up, Baruch Hashem, didn't fall asleep, till the next, Baruch Hashem, a long time. And I was doing things in the house, and I was speaking the whole time. Doing things in the house, speaking the whole time. Cleaning the, I have a mold growing all over the place. I was busy. And I felt, damn, I was like, but this is what Baruch do. I'm joking, this is called Baruch do. I'm busy doing things. But I was talking the whole time, and I'm not outside, and in the home, you know, with the heater, and I'm still with nefesh, but you're like, well, come on. But I tell you, afterwards, I felt such a big light, kilo, I did the biggest Yibbalut, the strongest Yibbalut in the world. And I said, and I felt that Hashem taught me a lesson, that, and the Ezra also told me this, that Yibbalut, you can do it all the time, in any circumstance, any situation. You're washing the dishes. My friend also, another friend told me this. You're washing your dishes at home. You daven Hashem, it's just like I'm cleaning this plate, clean my soul, it should be pure, it should be clean. Okay? Do it benachat, do it with a sfog, with a sponge, not with a stick. Okay? You have what to daven for. Everything you're doing, you're walking in the street, you can do it.
I put my headphones like I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah, with you. You're walking the street. Talk with Hashem, Hashem, guard my eyes. I can't guard my eyes. I'm all over the place. I'm a crazy Meshuggah.
So what is Buddha
do? Okay, he's doing Buddha do it. He's doing it a whole hour. You do a walk in the street and doing Buddha do it with 100 people around you.
Yeah.
And you're not there, Bechlam. You're in a different world. You're a mashin out there. You get so into it, you're not there, Bechlam. In any situation, you're putting in the laundry, you're washing, you're bathing your child, whatever you're doing. You do kniyot for Shabbat, bechlal you could do a flight, but do. Kitzu, that's what I felt very strong that Hashem is teaching me from that. And I could share with you my own. Can you see this? But only from long, but do that you get revelation. Everybody can have revelations, but you do long. I see many, many revelations that Hashem gave me is dafka through long, but do. דווקא תראו אני רואה. Rav Dor teaches you here? Teaches every morning? Because all night he was somewhere, not at home, not sleeping in the house. That's where he gets his talks from. Mm-hmm. Rav Shalom comes and talks? Because he was in the field. Otherwise he has nothing to say. And when he came back from France, by the way, Rav Shalom, three years ago, came back from France, for a few Shabbosim, I remember, he spoke, and his words were empty, hollow, and no one said anything. It was Rav Shalom. His words were hollow.
He was still suffering.
I didn't know what's going on. And after a couple of weeks, two weeks, finally he had such a light, he's speaking again. And he said afterwards that he was in France, and even though he didn't open his eyes even for a little bit, the tumah there closed his heart, closed his tinoot from Hashem. The tumah of Paris. Mm-hmm. You know what? And I'll tell you about Paris even more. I don't know why Paris is coming up so much. The first time I was in Paris, I was so scared of the tumah over there. I was very scared because there it's not much bad. And that every night we do 3 hours just on guarding the eyes. And Baruch Hashem, we were saved. And we came back, and Baruch Hashem, my level is not like Rav Shalom, so I'm anyways all clogged up. So at least I was saved from going worse. But it's a different time I was in Paris, and I wasn't doing that Yibodut at night. And I fell from, even from Yibodut, I fell. For a long time, I couldn't do Yibodut. Yibodut, the simplest thing, right? I couldn't even do that. And I was very mitzvah. You see the power of bad influence that can influence a person's heart, even just the place that he's in. Okay, Zamash,
the Koch Niluf is so bad in France. News reports have pornographic
can it literally
in the news reports. Yeah,
I know, you have these stands in the street.
The words they use.
The words they use.
I mean, yeah, even just a news report, a written news report.
Oh, it's at the top. We have a...